Apparently, you looked for a man whose godly character matched your own. And Ruth saw that godly character reflected in this man, Boaz. In case you weren't aware of it, by the way, godly character is pretty attractive. Godly character is pretty attractive. And let me show you some comparisons here. Let's go to the next slide about the difference between godly character and some other character. Godly character is on the left, not godly character is on the right. So when somebody is hopeful and cheerful versus negative and pessimistic, that's godly character. When somebody is willing to work, you remember Ruth, when she found out that law, oh, there's a way that God takes care of the poor people in society. He allows us to follow the harvesters. I can do that. She didn't just say, God, we're starving here. We're back in Bethlehem. We need your help. And then just wait there and wait for somebody to come by and give them a care package. No, she was willing to work. She prayed and then she was willing to work versus being all pouty and whiny. Ruth was caring for her own family, caring for Naomi, and everybody saw that. In fact, you're going to see in the next chapter, this blessing is like, Naomi, you may not even realize this, but your daughter-in-law, Ruth, she's better than seven sons. That's a pretty high compliment to pay to a woman who's your daughter-in-law. So Ruth was caring for her family versus ignoring the family in need. Ruth was humble and respectful versus being arrogant versus like thinking the whole world owed her a living. Ruth was patient and trusting. Naomi, this is the strategy. You think this is going to work? This seems very unusual to me, but I trust you, so I'm going to do it. And she was patient and trusting versus impatient and demanding. You know, that is a really attractive character. Godly character is really attractive. It's so much more attractive than surface beauty. Look what this proverb says. It's kind of funny. I like it. In Proverbs 11, like a gold ring and a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion, right? I think Boaz knew that. Boaz was old enough to know now that just because a woman was attractive physically doesn't mean she has good character. And over the long haul, a woman's good character is going to be a much better companion than just somebody who's beautiful on the outside. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. You know, I wonder if the author of Proverbs was thinking of a woman like Ruth when he wrote that Proverbs 31. Boaz is now, he's ready to make the arrangements needed in order to marry Ruth. But unfortunately, like in every great love story, you know, there's this whole pattern, boy meets girl, boy likes girl, girl likes boy. There it looks like everything is moving along smoothly, and there's always, and I watch so many Hallmark movies with this woman, I know the pattern. There's always, I watch half of what you watch. Yeah, I watch the first half before I fall asleep, or I go to my phone. Let's don't get into reality here. Let's just keep that on the side. Yeah, so anyway. In the story, boy meets girl, boy likes girl, girl likes boy, everything's moving along, and then something happens. There's always a glitch in the story. The old boyfriend comes back, the old fiance comes back, something happens. The girl misinterprets something that the boy said or did, and now she thinks he's the enemy. Just like in White Christmas, you know, Rosemary Clooney thought that the whole reason Bing Crosby was bringing the show up to Vermont was so he could make a bunch of money and get a bunch of publicity on the Ed Harrison show and all this stuff. Completely misunderstood the situation, but there's the glitch in the story. And you have to resolve the problem and the conflict in the story. And the conflict is coming up right here because there is an obstacle to overcome. Because unfortunately, even though Boaz can be a family redeemer, Boaz is not the closest relative. So he says to her, and this is probably hard for him to say because I imagine him just to say, hey, let's just bypass this guy. But while it's true that I am one of your family redeemers, there is another man who is more closely related to you than I am. Ouch. And so Ruth is probably going, well, who's this guy? And is he anything like you? And what happened to me and you here, you know? So verse 13, stay here tonight, and in the morning I will talk to him. And if he's willing to redeem you, very well. Let him marry you. But if he is not willing, then as surely as the Lord lives, I will redeem you myself. Now lie down here until the morning. So Boaz, you know what I like about his character? You wonder if he's got godly character. Boaz wants to honor God above all else. I think he really likes Ruth. I think he maybe even loves her. I think he wants to marry her bad. But Boaz says, I'm not going to do this my way. We've got to do it right. We've got to do it in an upstanding way. And we have to do it in a way that honors God, because I'm not going to dishonor this woman. And I'm not going to do it on the sly and hinky. No, it's got to be done in the right way. And that's something that's a testimony to Boaz's character. He wanted to honor God at every stage in their relationship. He didn't want to steal her from this other closer relative. He wanted to do it in a right way. And so he just says, I'll try to resolve it in the morning. I'll try to get him not to redeem the property. But if he redeems it, there's not much I can do about it. We're going to do it God's way. And Ruth is just like, okay. So he says to her, Boaz says to her, Ruth laid at Boaz's feet until the morning. She got up right before it was light enough for people to recognize each other. For Boaz had said, no one must know. This is in verse 14. No one must know that a woman was here at the threshing floor. So they're going to be above reproach. They're not going to have any scandal in the community, because people talk in a small town. And it's too bad, because really, Ruth and Boaz, they hadn't done anything wrong. But a man and a woman alone together on a threshing floor at night probably would lead some to conclude some wrong things, that there's some wrong had been done that night. So Boaz says, we're going to avoid that scenario, Ruth, okay? So then before Ruth leaves, before she goes back home, Boaz says, hold it. What do you have there? So he says, bring your cloak and spread it out. And so Ruth brought her cloak and she spread it out on the floor. And Boaz takes and he gets out six scoops. I like the New Living Translation, scoops instead of measures. And he says, and he got six scoops of barley and he put it into the cloak and he placed it on her back. So they put six pretty large scoops. My commentary said it weighed probably somewhere between 40 and 50 pounds. 40 and 50 pounds of barley, dried barley. So then they take the cloak and they wrap